These are dark times, there is no denying. Our world has perhaps faced no greater threat than it does today. But I say this to our citizenry. We, ever your servants, will continue to defend your liberty and repel the forces that seek to take it from you. Your ministry remains strong.
Coming, Mom.
Come on, Dudley, hurry up.
I still don't understand why we have to leave.
Because it's not safe for us here anymore.
Severus, I was beginning to worry you had lost your way. Come, we've saved you a seat. You bring news, I trust?
It will happen Saturday next, at nightfall.
I've heard differently, my lord. Dolish Theora has let slip that the Potter boy will not be moved until the 30th of this month. The day before he turns 17.
This is a false trail. The Aura Office no longer plays any part in the protection of Harry Potter. Those closest to him believe we have infiltrated the Ministry.
Well, they got that right then, didn't they?
What say you, Pius?
One hears many things, my lord. Whether the truth is among them is not clear.
Spoken like a true politician. You will, I think, prove most useful, Pius. Where will he be taken, the boy?
To a safe house. Most likely the home of someone in the Order. I'm told it's been given every manner of protection possible. Once there, it will be impractical to attack him.
My lord, I'd like to volunteer myself for this task. I want to kill the boy.
Wormtail! Have I not spoken to you about keeping our guest quiet?
Yes, my lord. Right away, my lord.
As inspiring as I find your bloodlust, Bellatrix, I must be the one to kill Harry Potter. But I face an unfortunate complication, that my wand and Potter's share the same core. They are, in some ways, twins. We can wound, but not fatally harm one another. If I am to kill him, I must do it with another's wand. Come. Surely one of you would like the honor. What about you, Lucius?
My lord,
I require your wand. Do I detect Elm?
Yes, my lord.
And the call.
Dragon heartstring.
Dragon heartstring. To those of you who do not know, we are joined tonight by Miss Charity Burbage, who until recently taught at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Her speciality was Muggle studies. It is Miss Burbage's belief that Muggles are not so different from us. She would, given her way, have us mate with them. To her, the mixture of magical and muggle blood is not an abomination, but something to be encouraged.
Severus Binnis. We're friends.
Nagini. Dinner.
Hello, Harry.
Harry. Wow. Hello.
You're looking fit.
Yeah, he's absolutely gorgeous. Let's say we get undercover before someone murders him.
Evening. Kingsley, I thought you were looking after the Prime Minister.
You are more important.
Hello, Harry. Bill Weasley.
Oh, pleasure to meet you.
He's never always this handsome.
Dead at least.
True enough. I were also a werewolf, name of Greyback. Hope to repay the favour one day.
Well, you're still beautiful to me, William.
Just remember, Fleur, Bill takes his stakes on the raw side now.
My husband, the Joker. By the way, wait till you hear the news.
All right. We'll have time for a cozy catch-up later. We've got to get the hell out of here. And soon.
Potter, you're underage, which means you've still got the trace on you.
What's the trace?
If you sneeze, the Ministry will know who wipes your nose. The point is, we have to use those means of transport the trace can't detect. Brooms, thestrals and the like. We go in pairs. That way, if anyone's out there waiting for us, and I reckon there will be, they won't know which Harry Potter is the real one.
The real one?
I believe you're familiar with this particular brew.
No. Absolutely not.
I told you you'd take it well.
No, if you think I'm going to let everyone risk their lives for me...
I've never done that before, have I?
No. No, this is different. Like, taking that, becoming me. No.
Well, none of us really fancy it, mate.
Yeah, imagine if something went wrong and we ended up a screwy, specky git forever.
Everyone here is of age, Potter. They've all agreed to take the risk.
Technically, I've been coerced. Mundungus Fletcher, Mr. Potter. Always been a huge admirer.
Nip it, Mundungus!
All right, Granger, as discussed.
Blimey, Hermione.
Straight in here, if you please. For those of you who haven't taken Polyjuice Potion before, fair warning, it tastes like goblin piss.
I've lots of experiences with that, dear Maddo. Just trying to diffuse the tension.
Identical.
Not yet, you're not.
I haven't got anything a bit more sporting, have you?
Yeah, I don't really fancy this colour.
Well, fancy this. You're not you, so shut it and strip.
All right, all right.
You need to change too, Potter.
Bill, look away. I'm hideous.
I knew she was lying about that tattoo.
Harry, your eyesight really is awful.
Right then, we'll be pairing off. Each Potter will have a protector. Mundungus, stick tight to me. I want to keep an eye on you. As for Harry...
Yes?
The real Harry. Where the devil are you, anyway?
Here.
You ride with Hagrid.
I brought you here 16 years ago, when you were no bigger than a bow truckle. It seems only right that I should be the one to take you away now.
Yes, it's all very touching. Let's go! Burrows. We'll rendezvous there. On the count of three.
Hold tight, Harry.
One. Two.
We'll be right back.
happened? Where are the others?
Is no one else back?
They were on us right from the start, Molly. We didn't stand a chance.
Well, thank goodness you two are all right.
The Death Eaters were waiting for us. It was an ambush.
One of Tonks should have already been back. Tad and Fred as well.
Here! Quick! Into the house!
Oh, my boy.
Lupin!
What are you doing?
Shh.
What creature sat in the corner the first time Harry Potter visited my office in Hogwarts?
Would you mind?
What creature?
Grindelow.
We've been betrayed. Voldemort knew you were being moved tonight. I had to make sure you weren't an imposter.
Wait!
The last words Albus Dumbledore spoke to the pair of us.
Harry is the best hope we have. Trust him.
What gave you away?
Hedwig, I think. She was trying to protect me.
Thanks. Deserves that. Brilliant he was. I wouldn't be standing here without him.
Really?
Why is it so a surprise?
Be the last back. Where's George?
Feeling, Georgie?
Saint-like.
Come again?
Saint-like. I'm holy. I'm holy, Fred. Get it?
The whole wide world of irrelated humour, and you go for I'm holy. That's pathetic.
Reckon I'm still better looking than you.
Mad-Eye's dead. Mundungus took one look at Voldemort and disapparated.
Seven.
Well, you did destroy each Horcrux.
It destroys Voldemort.
Going somewhere? Nobody else is going to die. Not for me.
For you? You think Mad-Eye died for you? You think George took that curse for you? You may be the chosen one, mate, but this is a whole lot bigger than that. It's always been bigger than that.
Come with me.
Oh, leave Hermione. You're mad. We wouldn't last 2 days without her. Don't tell her I said that. Besides, you've still got the trace on you. You've still got the wedding.
Well, I don't care about a wedding. I'm sorry, no matter whose it is, I have to start finding these Horcruxes. They're our only chance to beat him, and the longer we stay here, the stronger he gets.
Tonight's not the night, mate. We'll only be doing him a favour. He knows. I mean, they're bits of his soul, these Horcruxes. Bits of him. And when Dumbledore destroyed the ring, you destroyed Tom Riddle's diary.
He must have felt something. To kill the other Horcruxes, we have to find them. Where are they? Where do we start?
Sit me up, will you? It seems silly, doesn't it, a wedding? Given everything that's going on.
Maybe that's the best reason to have it. Because of everything that's going on.
All together now. 1, 2, 3.
Minister of Magic doing here?
To what do we owe the pleasure, Minister?
I think we both know the answer to that question, Mr. Potter.
And this is...
Herein is set forth the last will and testament of Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore. First, to Ronald Bilious Weasley, I leave my Deluminator, a device of my own making, in the hope that when things seem most dark, it will show him the light.
Dumbledore left this for me.
Yeah.
Brilliant. What is it? Wicked.
To Hermione Jean Granger, I leave my copy of the Tales of Beedle the Bard in the hope that she find it entertaining and instructive.
Mummy used to bring me those. The Wizard in the Hopping Pot, Babbity Rabbity in the Cackling Stump. Come on. Babbity Rabbity? No?
To Harry James Potter, I leave the Snitch he caught in his first Quidditch match at Hogwarts as a reminder of the rewards of perseverance and skill.
Is that it, then?
Not quite. Dumbledore left you a second bequest. The Sword of Godric Gryffindor. Unfortunately, the Sword of Gryffindor was not Dumbledore's to give away. As an important historical artifact, it belongs...
to Harry. It belongs to Harry. It came to him when he most needed it in the Chamber of Secrets.
The sword may present itself to any worthy Gryffindor, Miss Granger. That does not make it that wizard's property. And in any event, the current whereabouts of the sword are unknown.
Excuse me?
The sword is missing. I don't know what you're up to, Mr. Potter, but you can't fight this war on your own. He's too strong.
Interrupted a deep thought, haven't I? I can see it growing smaller in your eyes.
Of course not. How are you, Luna?
Very well. Got bitten by a garden gnome only moments ago.
Gnome saliva is very beneficial. Xenophilius Lovegood, we live just over the hill.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
I trust you now, Mr. Potter, that we at the Quibbler and like those toadies at the Daily Prophet fully supported Dumbledore in his lifetime and in his death support you just as fully.
Thank you.
Come, Daddy. Harry doesn't want to talk to us right now. He's just too polite to say so.
Harry Potter.
Excuse me, sir. May I sit down?
Mr. Potter, by all means. Here.
I found what you wrote in the Daily Prophet really moving. You obviously knew Dumbledore well.
Well, I certainly knew him the longest. That is, if you don't count his brother Aberforth, and somehow people never do seem to count Aberforth.
I didn't even know he had a brother.
Ah, well, Dumbledore was always very private, even as a boy.
Don't despair, Elpheus. I'm told he's been thoroughly unriddled by Rita Skeeter in 800 pages, no less. Word has it that someone talked to her. Someone who knew the Dumbledore family well. Both you and I know who that is, Elpheus.
A monstrous betrayal.
Who are we talking about?
Bathilda Bagshot.
Who?
My God, boy, she's only the most celebrated magical historian of the last century. She was as close to the Dumbledores as anyone. Oh, I'm sure Rita Skeeter thought it well worth a trip to Godric's Hollow to take a peek into that old bird's rattled cage.
Godric's Hollow? Bathilda Bagshot lives at Godric's Hollow.
Well, that's where she first met Dumbledore.
You don't mean to say he lived there too?
The family moved there after his father killed those three muggles. It was quite the scandal. Honestly, my boy, are you sure you knew him at all?
Ministry has fallen. Minister of Magic is dead. They are coming.
Nice meeting you, Mr. Potter.
Now they're ready.
Undetectable extension charm.
You're amazing, you are.
Always a total surprise. That'll be the books.
What about all the people at the wedding? Do you think we should go back?
They're after you, mate. We'd put everyone in danger by going back.
Ron's right. Coffee? A cappuccino, please. You?
What she said. Same. So where do we go from here? Leaky cauldron?
It's too dangerous. If Voldemort really has taken over the Ministry, then none of the old places are safe. Everyone from the wedding will have gone underground, into hiding.
Got my rucksack with all my things. I've left it at the Burrow. You're joking?
I've had all the essentials packed for days. Just in case.
By the way, these jeans, not my favourite.
Get the lights. This one's name's Raoul. He was on the astronomy tower the night Snape killed Dumbledore.
This is Dolohov. I recognise him from the wanted posters. So what are we going to do with you, eh? Kill us if it was turned round, wouldn't you?
If we kill them, they'll know we were here.
Suppose you did Mad Eye. How would you feel then?
It's better we wipe their memories.
You're the boss. Hermione. You're the best of spells.
Obliviate.
How is it then you were there?
Maybe you still have the trace on you?
Can't be. Trace breaks at 17. It's wizarding law. What?
You didn't celebrate your birthday, Harry. Ginny and I, we prepared a cake. We were going to bring it out at the end of the wedding.
Hermione, honestly, I appreciate the thought, but really, given the fact that we were almost killed by a couple of Death Eaters a few minutes ago?
Right. Perspective.
We need to get off the streets, get somewhere safe. What's that all about?
Probably Mad-Eye's idea. In case Snape decided to come snooping. Oh, men in Revelio. We're alone. Lovely. Regulus Arcturus Black.
R.A.B.
Anara will be dead long before you read this. I have stolen the real Horcrux and intend to destroy it.
R.A.B. is Sirius's brother?
Yes. The question is, did he actually destroy the real Horcrux?
You've been spying on us, have you?
Creature has been watching.
Maybe he knows where the real locket is.
Have you ever seen this before? Creature.
It's Master Regulus's locket.
But there were two, weren't there? Where's the other one?
Creature doesn't know. where the other locket is.
Yes, but did you ever see it? Was it in this house?
Filthy mudblood, that he doesn't come in the yard, blood traitor Weasley.
Answer her.
Yes. It was here, in this house. A most evil object.
How do you mean?
Before Master Regulus died, he ordered Creature to destroy it, but no matter how hard Creature tried, he could not do it.
Well, where is it now? Did someone take it?
He came in the night. He took many things, including the locket.
Who did? Who was it, Creature?
Mundungus Fletcher.
Find him.
My father will hear about this.
Hey, losers. He isn't here.
As your new Minister for Magic, I promise to restore this Temple of Tolerance to its former glory. Therefore, beginning today, each employee will submit themselves for evaluation. But know this, you have nothing to fear if you have nothing to hide.
They have flesh memories. When Scrimgeour first gave it to you, I thought it might open at your touch. The Dumbledore had hidden something inside it.
Harry Potter! So long it's been!
Get off me!
Has returned with the thief.
Expelliarmus!
Fletcher.
What's your plan, Ed? Set a pair of bleeding assholes on me.
Dobby was only trying to help, but Dobby saw a creature in Diagon Alley, which Dobby thought was curious. And then Dobby heard Creature mention Harry Potter's name. And then Dobby saw Creature talking with the thief.
You foul little git. I'm a fire of prayer and wondrous objects.
You're a thief, Dan. Everyone knows it.
Master Weasley, so good to see you again.
We're traitors.
Listen, I'll panic that night, all right? Can I help it? Mad Eye fell off his broom.
You.
Tell the truth.
When you turned this place over, don't deny it. You found a locket, am I right?
Boy, was it valuable?
You still got it.
Well, he's worried he didn't get enough money for it.
Bleeding, give it away, didn't I? There I was, flogging me wares in Diagon Alley, when some ministry aide comes up and asks to see me licence. Says she's a mind to lock me up. Would have done too. She only took the fancy to that locket.
Who was she? The witch, do you know?
No, I... Was she there? Look. Bleeding bow and all.
We said, don't speak to anyone unless absolutely necessary. Just try and act normal. Do what everybody else is doing. If we do that, then with a bit of luck, we'll get inside. And then...
It gets really tricky.
Correct.
Yeah. This is completely mental.
Completely?
The world's mental. Come on. We've got Horcrux to find. Flush ourselves here. That's bloody disgusting.
Muckles. In their rightful place.
I've got to tell you, she's starting to freak out a bit.
How long did you say this batch of polyjuice would last, Hermione?
I didn't.
Catch them all. Still raining inside my office. It's 2 days now.
Have you tried an umbrella?
You do realize I'm going downstairs, don't you, Gadamal?
Downstairs?
To interrogate your wife. Now, if my wife's blood status were end out, and the head of the Department of Magical Law Enforcement needed a job doing, I think I might just make that a priority. You have 1 hour.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do? My wife's all alone downstairs.
Ron, you don't have a wife.
Oh, right.
Level two.
But how do I stop it raining?
Try finitate incantatum. this as you, Ron.
Finny Tain Cantatum. Okay. And if that doesn't work...
I'd say if we don't locate Umbridge within the hour, we go find Ron and come back another day. Deal?
Yes.
Ah, Mafalda. Travis sent you, did he? Good. We'll go straight down. Albert, aren't you getting out?
Let's get back to work, please. Calm down.
Runcorn.
Morning.
Ron, it's me.
Harry! Blimey, forgot what you look like. Where's Hermione?
She's gone down to the courtrooms with Umbridge.
Bloody cold down here.
I'm half blood. My father was a wizard. William Alderton. He worked here for 30 years, so perhaps you know him.
Always wore his jacket inside out. You know, there's been a mistake. I'm half blood, you see. You must go back. I'm half blood.
Mary Elizabeth Cattermole?
Yes.
Of 27 Chislehurst Gardens, Great Tolling, Evesham?
Yes.
It's here.
Mother to Maisie, Ellie and Alfred? Wife to Reginald?
Reg?
Thank you, Albert.
Mary Elizabeth Cattermole?
Yes.
A wand was taken from you upon your arrival at the Ministry today, Mrs. Cattermole. Is this that wand? Would you please tell the court from which witch or wizard you took this wand?
I didn't take it. I got it in Diagon Alley at Ollivander's when I was 11. It chose me.
You're lying. Wands only choose witches, and you are not a witch.
But I am. Tell them, Rich, tell them what I am. Rich, tell them.
What on earth are you doing, Albert?
You're lying, Dolores. And one mustn't tell lies.
Stupid!
Where's Harry Potter?
It is, isn't it? This will be fun to tell the kids.
Mary, go home. Get the kids. I'll meet you there. We have to get out the country, understand? Mary, do as I say.
Mary? Who's that?
Long story. Nice meeting you.
It's Harry Potter. It's Harry. Harry Potter.
Get up! Get up!
Harry! Harry, quickly, in my bag. There's a bottle labelled Essence of Dittany. Quickly!
Accio Dittany!
All right. Unstopper it.
Hermione, his arm.
I know, just do it! It's okay. It's gonna sting a little bit.
What happened?
I thought we were meant to be going back to Grimmauld Place.
We were. It's all right, one more. We were there, but Jaxley had hold of me, and I knew once he'd seen where we were, we couldn't stay, so I brought us here, but Ron got splinched. Protego totalum. Salvia hexia.
What are you doing?
Protective enchantments. I don't fancy another visit like the one we had in Shaftesbury Avenue, do you? You can get going on the tent.
Tent?
Protego totalum.
Where am I supposed to find a tent?
Repellum muggleton. Muffilato. You first. Incendio.
Expose. Defender! Reducto!
What's he doing?
We have to keep it safe until we find out how to destroy it.
Seems strange, mate. Dumbledore sends you off to find all these Horcruxes, but doesn't tell you how to destroy them. Doesn't that bother you?
Me.
Who was he? The thief.
It was a boy. It was he who took it. And I saw it again. I swear on my life.
I believe you.
I thought it stopped. You can't keep letting him in, Harry.
You know who has found Gregorovitch?
The Wandmaker.
He wants something that Gregorovitch used to have. I don't know what, but he wants it desperately. I mean, it's as if his life depends on it.
Don't. It comforts him.
It sets my teeth on edge. What's he expecting to hear? Good news?
I think he just hopes he doesn't hear bad news.
How long before he can travel?
I'm doing everything I can.
You're not doing enough!
Take it off. I said take it off now. Better?
Right.
We'll take it in turns, okay?
Severus Snape, the newly appointed headmaster of Hogwarts, has decreed her... Snape's curriculum is severe, reflecting the wishes of the Dark Lord, and infractions are dealt with harshly by the two Death Eaters on the staff.
What's that? What are you doing?
It's heavy.
Oh, sorry. Do you want me to carry it?
Yeah, thank you.
I can't be ridiculous.
Figure it out.
Snatchers. Good to know your enchantments work.
You can smell it. My perfume. I told you. Ron isn't strong enough to apparate.
Well, then, we'll go on foot.
The next time, Hermione, as much as I like your perfume, just don't wear any.
And now for the names of missing witches and wizards. These are confirmed. Thankfully, the list is short today. Jason and Alison Denbright.
Oh, thank you.
Bella, Jake, Charlie, and Madge Farley. Joe Laurie. Eleanor Sarah Gibbs. Harry and Ron Trigg. Rob and Ellie Dowson. Georgia Clark Day. Joshua Flexen. George Moutas, Gabriella and Emily Mather, Jacob and Ryan.
He doesn't know what he's doing, does he?
None of us do. Oh, my God.
What?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Maybe you could tell me now.
The Sword of Gryffindor. It's goblin made.
Brilliant.
No, you don't understand. Dirt and rust have no effect on the blade. It only takes in that which makes it stronger.
Okay.
Harry, you already destroyed one Horcrux, right? Tom Riddle's diary in the Chamber of Secrets.
With a basilisk fang? If you tell me you've got one of those in that bloody beaded bag of yours.
Don't you see? In the Chamber of Secrets, you stabbed the basilisk with the Sword of Gryffindor. Its blade is impregnated with basilisk venom.
It only takes in that which makes it stronger.
Exactly, which is why...
It can destroy Horcruxes.
That's why Dumbledore left it to you in his will.
You are brilliant, Hermione. Truly.
Actually, I'm highly logical, which allows me to look past extraneous detail and perceive clearly that which others overlook.
Yeah. There's only one problem, of course.
The sword was stolen. Yeah. I'm still here. Be you to carry on. Don't let me spoil the fun.
What's wrong?
Wrong? Nothing's wrong. Not according to you, anyway.
Look, if you've got something to say, don't be shy. Spit it out.
All right, I'll spit it out. But don't expect me to be grateful just because now there's another damn thing we've got to find.
I thought you knew what you signed up for.
Yeah, I thought I did too.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't quite understand. What part of this isn't living up to your expectations? Did you think we were going to be staying in a 5-star hotel, finding a Horcrux every other day? You thought you'd be back with your mum by Christmas?
I just thought, after all this time, we would have actually achieved something. I thought you knew what you were doing. I thought Dumbledore would have told you something worthwhile. I thought you had a plan.
I told you everything Dumbledore told me. And in case you haven't noticed, we have found a Horcrux already.
Yeah, and we're about as close to getting rid of it as we are to finding the rest of them, aren't we?
Ron, please take the Horcrux. You wouldn't be saying any of this if you hadn't been wearing it all day.
Do you know why I listen to that radio every night, dear? To make sure I don't hear Ginny's name. Or Fred. Or George. Or Mum.
What, you think I'm not listening too? You think I don't know how this feels?
No, you don't know how it feels! Your parents are dead! You have no family!
Stop! Stop!
Harry, go! Go then!
Ron.
And you? Are you coming or are you staying? Fine. I get it. I saw you two the other night.
Ron, that's nothing. Ron! Ron, where are you going?
Salvio Hexia.
Hermione?
Hermione, you were right. Snitches have flesh memories, but I didn't catch the first snitch with my hand. I almost swallowed it.
I open at the close.
Yeah, what do you think that means?
I don't know. I found something as well. At first I thought it was an eye, but now I don't think it is. It isn't a rune, and it isn't anywhere in Spellman's syllabary. Somebody inked it in. It isn't part of the book. Somebody drew it.
Luna's dad was wearing that at Bill and Fleur's wedding.
Why would someone draw it in a children's book?
Hermione, I've been thinking. I want to go to Godric's Hollow. You know, it's where I was born, it's where my parents died.
That's exactly where he'll expect you to go, because it means something to you.
Yeah, but it means something to him too, Hermione. You know who almost died there? I mean, isn't that exactly the type of place he'd be likely to hide a Horcrux?
It's dangerous, Harry. But even I have to admit, recently, if I've been thinking we'll have to go there. I think it's possible something else is hidden there.
What?
The sword. If Dumbledore wanted you to find it, but didn't want it falling into the Ministry's hands, where better to hide it than the birthplace of the founder of Gryffindor?
Hermione.
Don't ever let me give you a haircut again. I think we should have used Polyjuice Potion.
No. This is where I was born. I'm not returning as someone else.
Harry, I think it's Christmas Eve. Listen.
Do you think they'd be in there, Hermione? My mum and dad?
Yeah, I think they would. Ignotus Peveril. Hey, Harry.
Merry Christmas, Hermione.
Merry Christmas, Harry. Harry, there's someone watching us by the church. Thank you.
think I know who that is.
I don't like this, Harry.
Hermione, she knew Dumbledore. She might have the sword. This is where they died, Hermione. This is where he murdered them. You're Bathilda, aren't you? Let me do that. Miss Bagshot, who is this man?
you feeling better?
You've outdone yourself this time, Hermione.
Forrest Dean. Came here once with Mum and Dad. Years ago. It's just how I remember it. The trees, the river. Everything. Like nothing's changed. Not true, of course, everything's changed. If I brought my parents back here now, they probably wouldn't recognise any of it. Not the trees. Not the river. Not even me. Maybe we should just stay here, Harry. Grow old. You wanted to know who the boy in the photograph was. I know. Gellert Grindelwald.
It's the thief I saw in Grigorovich's wand shop.
Speaking of which, where is my wand? Where's my wand, Hermione?
As we were leaving Godric's Hollow, I cast a curse and it rebounded. I'm sorry. I tried to mend it, but wands are different.
It's done. Leave me yours. Go inside and get warm. I'll take the locket as well.
Lumos. Sword. Defendo.
Cast a doe as well, did you?
No, I thought that was you.
No, my Patronus is a stag.
Right, yeah. Antlers.
Okay, Ron. Do it.
I can't handle it. That thing affects me more than it affects you and I'm lying.
All the more reason.
No, I can't.
Then why are you here? Why did you come back? I'll have to speak to it in order for it to open. When it does, don't hesitate. I don't know what's in there, but it'll put up a fight. The bit of riddle that was in that diary tried to kill me. One. Two. Three.
Thing. Only three to go.
Hermione! Is everything all right?
It's fine. Actually, you know, it's more than fine.
Hey!
Weasley, you show up here after weeks, and you say, hey? Where's my wand, Harry? Where's my wand?
I don't know.
Harry Potter, you give me my wand!
I don't have it. How come he's got your wand?
Never mind why he's got my wand. What is that? You destroyed it. And how is it that you just happen to have the Sword of Gryffindor?
It's a long story.
Don't think this changes anything.
Oh, of course not. I only just destroyed a bloody Horcrux. Why would that change anything? Look, I wanted to come back as soon as I left. I just didn't know how to find you.
Yeah, how did you find us?
With this. It doesn't just turn off lights. I don't know how it works. But Christmas morning, I was sleeping in this little pub, keeping away from some snatchers. And I heard it.
It?
A voice. Your voice, Hermione. Coming out of it.
And what exactly did I say, may I ask?
My name. Just my name. Like a whisper. So I took it, clicked it, and this tiny ball of light appeared. And I knew. And sure enough, it floated toward me, the ball of light. Right to my chest, straight through me. Right here.
And I knew it was going to take me where I needed to go, so I disapparated. I came to this hillside. It was dark, I had no idea where I was. Just hoped that one of you would show yourself. And you did.
I've always liked these flames Hermione makes. How long do you reckon she'll stay mad at me?
Well, just keep talking about that little ball of light touching your heart. She'll come round.
It's true. Every word. This is going to sound crazy. But I think that's why Dumbledore left it to me. The Deluminator. I think he knew that somehow I'd need it to find my way back, and she'd lead me. But yeah, I just realised. You need a wand, don't you?
Yeah.
I've got one here. It's a blackthorn. 10 inches. Nothing special, but I reckon it'll do. Took it off a snatcher a couple of weeks ago. Don't tell Hermione this, but they're a bit dim snatchers. This one was definitely Partridge, the smell of him.
And gorgeous.
Producer!
What's going on in there?
Nothing.
We need to talk.
Yeah, all right.
I want to go and see Xenophilius Lovegood.
Sorry?
See this? It's a letter Dumbledore wrote to Grindelwald. Look at the signature. It's the mark again. It keeps cropping up. In Beadle the Bard, in the graveyard in Godric's Hollow.
It was there too.
Where?
Outside Grigorovich's one shop.
What does it mean?
Look, you've got no idea where the next Horcrux is, and neither do I. But this means something. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Hermione's right. We ought to see Lovegood. Let's vote on it. Those in favour?
Still mad at him, are you?
I'm always mad at him.
Luna.
Luna.
Keep off the dirigible plums.
What is it? Who are you? What do you want?
Hello, Mr. Lovegood. I'm Harry Potter. We met a few months ago. Can we come in?
Where's Luna?
Luna? She'll be along. So, how can I help you, Mr. Potter?
Well, actually, it was about something you were wearing around your neck at the wedding. It was a symbol.
You mean this?
Yes. That, exactly. What we wondered is, what is it?
What is it? Well, it's the sign of the Deathly Hallows, of course.
The what?
The what?
The Deathly Hallows. I assume you're all familiar with the tale of the three brothers.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
I have it in here. There were once three brothers who were travelling along a lonely, winding road at twilight.
Midnight. Mum always said midnight. But twilight's fine. Better, actually.
Do you want to read it?
No.
There were once three brothers who were travelling along a lonely, winding road at twilight. In time, the brothers reached a river too treacherous to pass. But being learned in the magical arts, the three brothers simply waved their wands and made a bridge. Before they could cross, however, they found their path blocked by a hooded figure. It was Death, and he felt cheated. Cheated because travellers would normally drown in the river, but Death was cunning. He pretended to congratulate the three brothers on their magic and said that each had earned a prize for having been clever enough to evade him. The oldest asked for a wand more powerful than any in existence, so Death fashioned him one from an elder tree that stood nearby. The second brother decided he wanted to humiliate Death even further and asked for the power to recall loved ones from the grave. So Death plucked a stone from the river and offered it to him. Finally, Death turned to the third brother. A humble man, he asked for something that would allow him to go forth from that place without being followed by Death. And so it was that Death reluctantly handed over his own cloak of invisibility. The first brother travelled to a distant village, where with the elder wand in hand, he killed a wizard with whom he had once quarrelled. Drunk with the power that the elder wand had given him, he bragged of his invincibility. But that night, another wizard stole the wand and slit the brother's throat for good measure. And so Death took the first brother for his own. The second brother journeyed to his home, where he took the stone and turned it thrice in hand. To his delight, the girl he'd once hoped to marry before her untimely death appeared before him. Yet soon she turned sad and cold, for she did not belong in the mortal world. Driven mad with hopeless longing, the second brother killed himself so as to join her. And so Death took the second brother. As for the third brother, Death searched for many years but was never able to find him. Only when he attained a great age did the youngest brother shed the cloak of invisibility and give it to his son. He then greeted Death as an old friend and went with him gladly, departing this life as equals.
So there you are. Those are the Deathly Hallows.
I'm sorry, sir. I still don't quite understand.
I'll have to get a mark on anything. Sorry. Where's that man? Oh, here it is.
the Elder Wand. The most powerful wand ever made. The Resurrection Stone. The Cloak of Invisibility. Together they make the Deathly Hallows. Together they make one Master of Death.
That mark was on a grave in Godric's Hollow. Mr. Lovegood, does the Peveril family have anything to do with the Deathly Hallows?
Ignotus, excuse me, and his brothers Cadmus and Antioch are thought to be the original owners of the Hallows and therefore the inspiration for the story. But your tea's gone cold. I'll be right back.
Let's go down.
Let's get out of here. I'm not drinking any more of that stuff, hot or cold.
Thank you, sir.
You forgot the water.
What?
For the tea.
Did I? How silly of me.
It's no matter. We really should be going anyway.
No! Sir? You're my only hope. They were angry, you see, about what I'd been writing. So they took her. They took my Luna. My Luna. But it's really you they want.
Who took her, sir?
Voldemort.
Little bleeder. Is there no one we can trust?
They kidnapped her because he supported me. He was just desperate.
I'll do the enchantments.
Hello, beautiful.
Well, don't hang about. Snatch him!
Surely you must know no longer half what you see.
Tell me, Grindelwald, tell me where it is. Tell me who possesses it.
The Elder One
lies with him, of course. Buried in the earth. Dumbledore.
The Hallows exist. But he's only after one of them, the last one. He knows where it is. He's gonna have it by the end of the night. You know who's found the Elder Wand. But touch her!
Your boyfriend will get much worse than that if he doesn't learn to behave himself.
What happened to you, ugly? No, not you. What's your name?
Dudley. Vernon Dudley.
Check it. And you, my lovely. What do they call you?
Penelope Clearwater. Half-blood.
There's no Vernon Dudley on here.
You hear that, ugly? This says he's lying. How come you don't want us to know who you are?
It's wrong. I told you who I am.
Draco, look closely, son. If we are the ones to hand Potter over to the Dark Lord, everything will be forgiven. All will be as it was, you understand?
No, we won't be forgetting who actually caught him. I hope, Mr. Malfoy.
You dare to talk to me like that in my own house?
Yes. Don't be shy, sweetie. Come over. If this isn't who we think it is, Draco, and we call him, he'll kill us all. We need to be absolutely sure.
What's wrong with his face?
Yes, what is wrong with his face?
He came to us like that. Something he picked up in the forest, I reckon.
Ran into a stinging jinx. Was it you, dear?
Give me a wand. We'll see what her last spell was. Got you.
What is that? Where'd you get that from?
It was in her bag when we searched her.
Reckon it's mine now.
Are you mad?
Boys in the cellar. I want to have a little conversation with this one. Girl to girl.
What are we going to
do. We can't leave Amalia alone with her.
Right? Harry?
Luna?
That sword is meant to be in my vault of Gringotts. How did you get it? You and your friends take it
from my vault! Don't take anything. I didn't take anything.
I don't believe it.
We have to do something.
There's no way out of here. We've tried everything. It's enchanted.
You're bleeding, Harry. It's a curious thing to keep in your sock.
To rescue Harry Potter, of course. Dobby will always be there for Harry Potter.
Are you saying you can operate in and out of this room? Could you take us with you?
Of course, I'm an elf.
Works for me.
Right, Dobby, I want you to take Luna and Mr. Ollivander.
Shell Cottage on the outskirts of Tynwald. Trust me.
Whenever you're ready, sir.
Sir, I like her very much. Meet me at the top of the stairs in 10 seconds. Who gets his wand? Said for this one.
Like hell. Expelliarmus! Superfight!
Stupid elf! You could have killed me! Dobby never meant to kill. Dobby only meant to maim or seriously injure. How dare you take a witch's wand! How
dare you defy your masters!
Dobby has no master. Dobby is a free elf. And Dobby has come to save Harry Potter and his friends.
Hermione, you're all right. We're safe. We're all safe.
Harry Potter.
Dobby.
Hold on.
Hold on. Just hold on, okay? We'll fix you. Hermione, have something in your bag. Hermione? Hermione? Help me!
Such a beautiful place. To be with friends. Dobby is happy to be with his friend, Harry Potter. We should close his eyes. Don't you think? There. Now he could be sleeping.
I want to bury him. Properly. Without magic.
Thank you.